Podcast. Joining me today is Joseph. You can follow him on Twitter at I Hate Your Club. And Luis. You can follow him at SD Goon. Welcome, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to have you on as always. Luis, it's great to hear your special voice.
Special. Wow.
No, special. Is, no, I mean, you know.
Like it's a treat.
I care. It's a, yeah, it's a good, treat. It's a good delicacy.
Thing. Yeah.
Like bundles well, it with coffee, you know?
It's always fun to come on the podcast, guys. Thanks.
Awesome. So it's been an action-packed past week or two. We missed last week on the podcast, unfortunately.
I was depressed.
We were depressed. It wasn't like we were – actually, for once, instead of being like sad after a loss, I did one event. I did one event after just being so angry at Arsenal. But like I've listened to it enough on everyone else's podcast.
Yes.
I feel like – that's it. Like I hadn't listened to the Tuesday Club yet, and someone suggested that to me this morning for my shitty fucking commute across town. And I was like, no, I can't listen to Alan Davies moan about this. Like I've already listened to this through like three or four different people. I just can't do it.
Not when the title of the podcast was Highbury didn't have to die for this. Or
oh
something
God!
Like
right?
This.
Exactly. Which has been the ultimate.
I stayed
theme.
Away. I didn't listen to that one either. I didn't listen to many less. I don't think. I'm not sure how many I listened to. Maybe just the Ars cast might have been the only thing I listened to.
Yeah, he summed it up pretty well. I think he said everything that most of us wanted to say in that sense. I mean, just so fucking disappointing to, you know, get set up for all this and then just a big fucking – I think I've said this repeatedly. I feel like Arsenal took a shit on my chest that day.
And usually a turn on for you.
You know,
usually you pay for that.
I'm pretty open to most things, but this did not, you know, I guess I might not, we shouldn't go for German girls. I don't know. So, yeah, I mean, do you just quickly, is there anything, do any of you, either of you
no.
have any hope for the second?
No, week? None. Zero.
Okay.
Well, not that's a, one, that's not one a clear glimmer, answer. Not a glimpse, not a vision, nothing. We will not go through.
Okay. You're probably right. Luis?
I want to agree with Joseph, but not to. I don't want to put
you're,
all
you're,
my
you're a dreamer, Luis. That, don't do
I
it.
I know. I know. And I have absolutely no justification for putting any hope on us going through. I have no tactical hope or something that we could do differently that would because they're going to play exactly the same way that they played the second half of that first game. They're going to play the entire
but do you think there's anything we can do like personnel wise to counteract that and see if we can just be more effective?
No, I mean we had our best team out there in the first leg, so the quality wise you're not going to put anything out there that you didn't have in the first leg. So no, I don't think there's anything we can really do.
I mean, I think there could be a few substitutions and changes that we could see. You know, Ramsey's finally coming back.
I wouldn't put it past Wenger to do like a two striker formation to kind of throw them off, pin them back a little, maybe a little Welbeck and Giroud action. But I wouldn't put it past Wenger to make some kind of
what about Joseph's boy? I mean, just throw Theo out there.
He's,
I mean, you have to go
playing.
For it.
He's not playing.
He's not playing what? Anything?
He's not playing at all.
Ever.
On the bench today?
He was on the bench. He was on the bench.
He was on the bench for the weekend too.
Did we use any? We used two subs, right? We used yes. Ramsey
well, we had to
towards
use,
the end, and we used
we
Gabriel.
Used Ramsey,
yeah, we used Koscielny yeah. in the first half, right?
Used
so
all
what,
three.
What did it look like? Gabriel was that, hamstring.
Yes, three weeks.
Well, he's just diagnosed as a mild strain.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel like there could be a shift in tactics to well, at least a shift in personnel, right? Welbeck wasn't the most effective on the night there. You know, you're never not going to go with Alexis. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if maybe it won't be Theo. You're right. Maybe it'll be Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. Maybe it'll be Thomas Rosicki. You know, he's certainly tidy and useful possession, and maybe we won't be doing that. The double pivot with Cazorla that far deep, and maybe Ramsey comes.
Well,
back
hopefully
in.
It wasn't. It's not the Rosicki from this first half today. That'd be great if that guy didn't show up.
Yeah,
he that didn't guy. Have. That was poor performance.
That was the guy I complained about like 3 years ago. That guy, but the guy who showed up.
Yeah, but I mean,
every
really,
once in a
yeah,
while,
it's
I love the other guy that shows up. The other Thomas.
Well, that's
that shows
who. That's who usually shows up. That's who shows up more often than not. I mean, but the thing is, you don't see him that often, mostly because he doesn't play that often. But I mean, I think we see a relatively decent level for him on the majority of his performances.
Off the bench, yes.
Sure. Great impact stuff off the bench, certainly. I think that's a good way to use him.
Yeah.
And the spot start here and there. But yeah, I do have that kind of irrational hope that we're
you're crazy. Still play.
Well, you know, score you a fucking yourself. Goal in the first half. you know what I mean? Score a fucking
that's
goal
what
in the first half.
I'm not. I have
clean
no, like
sheet?
I said, I have
Come
no
on.
Expectation.
Oh well, fuck a clean sheet. It's going to be 3-1 in we're going to be going to extra time at 3-1.
Took us like
I don't see it for
took us 90 minutes to score one against them at home.
Look, if we win 4-2,
that was after
if we win 4-2, we go through. Okay, we're gonna have we have to score three. You have to score three, and four will probably get you through.
You guys are we're gonna
so
score two
go
goals, and you guys are gonna die of a heart attack.
Well,
be
yeah,
frustrated.
Probably. Hey, what else can we do? You know,
I'd throw up your hands and realize it's over.
No, but it's not over.
It's over.
It's not over. We've seen miraculous comebacks. You know, like you say this shit, and we saw fucking.
We've seen miraculous comebacks, and
we
don't go through.
Right.
We end up going out.
We've seen stupid shit like Istanbul. You know, stuff like this shit does happen. That's why I can't rule it out. I'm just I'm so mad about the way they gave away the third goal.
Yep,
just,
that's the third goal. Pretty much, that's when I just about threw everything
like,
over
exactly.
and turned
like,
my
you
my desk
fucking
over.
Bastards. Yeah. What have you done to me? You stupid fucks. And then just pissed off.
I'm glad we decided not to talk about it.
Yeah, good thing we didn't really dive into it, guys.
Well, yeah, I apparently couldn't resist, but we'll move on from that. I mean, so that was definitely. More than just a little bit of a letdown, a huge fucking disappointment. But it looks like they've been able to put it together and bounce back in the league. You know, you can't say that these past two matches have been comfortable by any means.
When
you know,
was the last time we had a comfortable?
I don't know. We had about 10 minutes of comfort against QPR there once we got the second goal today.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, okay, this is kind of petering out. QPR aren't really doing shit. They aren't having chances like the first half. And then we give Charlie Austin all day just to fucking fire one in. So,
yeah, I'm not sure. I mean,
it was a good goal. I mean,
it was a good goal.
It was
it wasn't
as easy an angle as it looked like on TV.
How many shots did they hit today on the volley from the top of the box that missed by like, you know, a foot or less were screamers? You know, those are goals.
Charlie Austin probably had five or six shots himself, two or three of those on target.
Yeah, he had a couple of those. And they were scary. They were scary. So what do you guys think about the team shape of what we've seen in the past week or so? Luis, what do you think about what Arsene's done this weekend and midweek?
At the weekend against Everton, I thought it was a better performance than the QPR performance today. As far as team shape, in pretty much same formation and everything, but he's shifting around the personnel. I think he's definitely trying to work Gabriel into the team, and it was working out pretty good. I thought he had a good game against Everton with Koscielny. And Giroud continues to work hard. I mean, it's no one's ever doubted his work ethic. It's just those moments that kind of separate like the top 10 strikers in the world from the rest of the strikers in the world, you know, that you're kind of you can't really hold a player's quality against him, but he does everything else. And that's really in the last two games. What stood out to me is his nonstop work ethic, his willingness to just sacrifice his body in every game. Honestly, he's pretty tough. If you think about the amount of physical work he does every game, You got to admire the guy. And really, I was really happy with Bellerín's two games.
Hector.
Hector. He, the last few times we've played Everton, we've had a lot of problems with their wing backs, and I think Bellerín and Gibbs both played a great game on Saturday, or was it Sunday? Sunday, and pinned them back and kept them from being too involved. Barkley was really their main kind of danger. So they kind of resorted to just trying to play through the middle once they realized that Bellerín and Gibbs were pretty much locking down their wings. So, yeah, I think the last two games, the manager always talks about whenever we have big losses, like the one we did last Wednesday. He always talks about the response. He doesn't worry so much about the results. Understandably so, he deflects the pressure from his players. You know, he takes it onto himself, and the team did that, responded very well.
Yeah, Joseph, do you think that I don't know, after that weekend, that anything has changed in terms of this race for the last Champions League places? Because, I mean, we went through and no one really blinked this week, right? I mean,
nobody blinked.
Everyone held serve.
Yeah.
Took care of what they should have. I mean, if anyone bet on the games today, right? I mean, all the favorites won.
I think the top 7-1.
Yeah, today. Shamefully fucking United got gifted one by Newcastle. After Newcastle played so
well defensively. That you will never convince me that Krul wasn't paying Van Gaal back
no shit.
For that fucking World Cup bullshit.
Conspiracy for letting starts him here come on the Pinecast.
Dude, that was fucking, oh my God. That's brutal, bullshit. Brutal. When have you seen a goalkeeper defend a kick like that?
Yeah, it was pretty unexplainable. But so Joseph, what do you think? I mean, has anything changed? Or how do you feel
your convictions
as strong as ever?
Well, I mean, I think we'll still hold on. I'm more worried about finishing third.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not. I think we'll at worst finish fourth. But I mean, it's going to go. I mean, between the three teams that are really there, and I don't really count Tottenham just because there's too many people in front. I mean, they're still behind Southampton, right? So
well, yeah, but you know, it's the game in hand also, which
yeah, but still, even then, I just think there's too many. You know, I mean, they don't have to be – they have to be two other teams, not just one, whereas, you know, Liverpool just has to beat one of us.
Right.
United or Arsenal. I think it's just too many teams in between them. So, I mean, really only think it's a three-horse race for the final two spots. Now, sure, there's an outside chance that City could get pulled back in. But I mean, that would take a pretty big collapse, and it could happen. It could happen.
I think they have it in them.
If they get thrashed next week, which I still think they will, against Barcelona, they could have a bit of a hangover again.
Certainly.
But and I just think that'll bring them into it. But I can't. I mean, I don't see them finishing outside the top four. They might. They could lose second. But I don't really see them, you know, completely dropping out.
They won't drop out. That'd be really excessive for that to happen to them.
But nothing really changes. It's still fucking tight. There's no room for error. There's none. And Liverpool are probably playing the best out of United, Arsenal, or Liverpool. So I think they'll probably get fourth. And I'm just hoping and praying to God that we don't slip up somehow, you know, or pick up some stupid injuries.
Well, we've been pretty wise so far, you know.
If you look at our results, we're pretty fucking fortunate for the last 2 months. I mean,
whatever. I mean, we've handled the business in those fixtures, which is all that matters. I mean, that's what we give credit to United for doing it, you know, when they've ground out. I mean, they've won titles doing this the same shit, looking unconvincing and scraping through performance.
Well, this is not the first. We did this, what, 2 years ago? We scraped every result for the last 10
grinded
matches,
out.
Right? I mean, it was
grinded
ugly.
Out.
And everybody was, I mean, even then we were complaining and bitching and yelling for more rotation, and there was none. And, you know, I think people are still calling for the same thing with, you know, Sanchez looks tired and Koscielny's tired and Mertesacker. Everybody's tired, but with 10 matches left, I mean, to me, really 10 matches that mean more to me than the Champions League means at this point, because I think it's a lost cause, then I just think that we're going to see that pretty much that team we saw today, except maybe Ramsey gets a start instead of Rosicky going forward as he gets healthier. I think we're going to continue to see that squad run out there.
It's going to be interesting to see, because you know we all know that Ramsey is Arsenal's first choice in the number 8 position. Can we agree upon that in general?
Yeah.
I mean, he made that position his last season. He hasn't quite filled those boots to most people's expectations this year yet. But I mean, it's been his spot, and it's his spot to lose. Luis, what do you think in terms of what's going to happen with Santi and Ozil? I mean, are we going to go back to one? I mean, is it one of the other plays at the number 10 and somebody gets shunted out wide, which we've seen a bit of that? Will it be an either or?
I don't know. That's one of Arsene's greatest challenges with this team, is figuring out where exactly to play those two. It seems like Santi's best position is coming from deep, where he can develop the play and kind of distribute. Ozil has kind of been finding his way, as you would expect him to. He gets into like these positions, these good positions. He makes, you know, some good runs in and around Giroud. And Rosicky and Ramsey are interchangeable, so I really don't think you need to pick either Santi or Ozil unless you're looking to make a tactical change. You'd bring on Theo for Ozil, but I would not, despite his mediocre performance today, bench Santi.
Well, I mean, let's look at the options, though. So if we're saying that in back five aside, if we're looking at the attacking six, and you have a base that we'll say reverts back to the starting lineup of Coquelin and then Ramsey as the runner, then you have a number 10 position and three positions around them, right? Giroud is the outright number one at center forward. And now you have these two wing positions in the number 10, right? And we have Alexis, who's a locked in one side, right? No matter what, he's there. And then the other side's up for debate, right? We've had Welbeck start. We had Oxlade-Chamberlain start a lot during this season. And look, one of our best players while he was doing that. You still have Theo, who can't seem to get a game.
And then you should tell Arsene that he has Theo. He doesn't seem to remember.
I mean,
he doesn't trust her. There's a reason. That's all. You know what I mean? There was a reason two years ago why he didn't use Poldy. We were begging for people to score more goals. There's a reason.
I know we have other players that can offer some of what Theo does now, as to where there wasn't so much of that before. But I mean, it's not like, did you feel like that a few seasons back when Theo was our leading goal scorer that people talked about his lack of contribution on the defensive end as much? I mean, I felt like he and Sanya had a pretty decent understanding. It wasn't like we were super vulnerable down that side.
I think it's just with Hector on the right, it's just too much of a risk to have Theo running down that right with no responsibility at all.
I mean, and I do think that as his game's grown in certain aspects and he's wanted to assume that striker role, that maybe he got a little further away from his defensive responsibilities out there on the wing.
It's possible.
We've certainly seen him tucking in more and trying to get into more like center forward type, you know, places of the pitch. I don't know. Interesting conundrum. I mean, I feel for the guy. I really do. I mean, but doesn't it really feel at this moment that he's kind of on the outs? I mean,
he is on the outs.
Yeah, but I mean, like out the fucking door, outs.
Well, it feels right now that Arsene sees him as a commodity as opposed to a necessity.
Which was not the case before.
Exactly, and in those other seasons, he was much more relied on for his goal scoring purposes, and he didn't really have to prove himself defensively.
Do you think this is a good thing, Luis? I mean, do you think that it's because there's a very depth of options at those wings, and therefore that Theo has to raise his game to play? Because, you know, it's one of those things, like, I've said, you know, it doesn't look like it's going to happen now, but I was like, oh, fuck yeah, I'd want Marco Royce to come play at Arsenal because, fuck it, you want these players duking it out for minutes on the pitch and you want the best guy to win. You know, I'm not saying we have the other guys we have are like Marco Royce, but, you know, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Danny Welbeck aren't something to sniff at, nor is either an Ozil or a Cazorla option. You know, if that's who you have to beat out, I mean, that's a tough ask for nearly anyone, right? Or beating out Alexis.
Right, but Theo gives you something a little different. And yeah, as a fan and as a manager, you would want – that's the response you would want. But you're dealing with professional footballers that, you know, don't necessarily behave the way you just want them to. It's a little bit more complex than that, unfortunately.
So, Joseph, you know, you think that – Theo is going to get a raise no matter what, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, he's going to get a raise. The way he's structured his contracts, it appears like his team is having him come up for renewal every time there's going to be more money available to the club overall. So every time there's and we've had a new TV contract going to come out, and we've got new sponsorships since the last time he received his extension. He's going to get more money, whether it's from us, and you know he'd get more money at City or help Liverpool throw more money at him too.
Yeah, they certainly would. I mean, obviously with the necessity for homegrown talent, especially yeah. City, you know,
City will sell Navas for, I don't know what the hell they can get for him.
Negative
back to,
4 million.
Back to Spain for 15, right? And
yeah.
And buy Theo for 25, even though he's on his last year, and still pay him 200 grand a week.
Yeah, 200K. Shit, even more maybe. It sounds a little too likely. But yeah, I mean that's the reality. Like you said, there's so much money in football, and you know, when you sign these big deals, you know, we see it across all sorts of sports. When this kind of stuff happens, you're gonna start paying out. So yeah, expect there to be a big bump in what people are gonna be getting paid like that here soon. And like you said, you know, it looks like Theo might, you know, or certainly right now is not where he wants to be on the depth chart, and you know, might not be worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I hope the same thing you guys have. I hope it makes him work harder to do the things that he hasn't been doing well, so we can get the best of both worlds: him scoring and still covering.
He has in the past.
Right.
You know, when him and Jovinho were kind of vying for that center forward / right wing position, he played well. He went on to have the best season of his career.
Well, you know, I mean, like you said, if we all expect him to get a match against Manchester United, I mean, look, here's an easy way to find your way into the starting 11 from here on out. Score the winner at Old Trafford, which, you know, who's the last one to score the winner at Old Trafford for us? Aaron fucking Ramsey in like 2009?
Adebayor. No, that was not at Old Trafford.
Oh, that was
home. Not at Old Trafford.
That was home.
That was at the Emirates.
Right. There's so few of them. I should never have any confusion.
The last Arsenal player to score a winning goal at Old Trafford was Adebayor.
We gotta wash that taste out of our mouth. We gotta have something better because there's been I've seen.
Oh,
much
don't
better.
Make don't make me tell you who gave him the assist for that goal.
Probably the guy who scored the last winner at Old Trafford before that. I think it may be one and the same, unless you're saying it was from Fabregas, and then I'm not on the same page as you.
It was Fabregas.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of Van Persie, but he was probably injured during that match anyway, so fuck that guy too.
Yeah.
In Star Wars when the guy turned into the Emperor and his face got like super old because it sucked the energy out of him or something? That seems to be what's happening to Fabregas' face right now.
It was Samuel Jackson deflecting the lightning back at him.
Right. Well, so it's something is being reflected back at Cesc's face because he's turning in to that guy.
To Senator Palpatine?
Yes. He's turning into that. His face is getting uglier and uglier by the second.
I'm the resident Star Wars.
We're almost reaching the cap of the Fabregas slander that I'll tolerate. So get it in while you can.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck him. Fuck him forever.
Whatever. We'd still be better if we had him. But that's besides the point. We're not here to talk about.
Shut the fuck up.
We would
be better if we had. It'd be better if we had a lot of players.
Yeah, just
the best fucking player in the world. There's a lot better players in his fucking position. Fuck him.
That's certainly debatable. But we'll move on. We don't need to talk.
No, about it's shit. Not. Fuck him.
Certainly, it's debatable. You guys are so butthurt.
I'm not butthurt.
I'm not butthurt.
I was talking about how ugly it was. It was not about it's not personal.
Uh-huh.
It's business.
Uh-huh. I'm sure. Well, speaking of Manchester United, let's talk a little about that match because, we're in the quarterfinals. I think it's a good look. If there was a good time to play Manchester United, I'd say now is still that time. They still don't look like they're really putting it together. They look like shit.
What today? That's ever benefited us.
Right. It hasn't mattered yet. We haven't beat them in the past fucking 3 to 5 years, whatever it has been.
600 years.
6 million years.
Right after the Big Bang, we won, and then that was it.
Yeah.
And so, regardless of form, we still can't seem to put it together against these fucks. But someday that's got to change.
And the best thing about this match is that it is away.
Why is that the best thing about this match?
Because I think – I'm not sure we could win. We haven't beat them. And we're still pretty nervous. Against Everton. The crowd was pretty nervous at the Emirates last weekend. It was pretty fucking quiet.
I don't think this team could take
a loss at home against United. So I'm not real positive about the result, but I'm glad that it's away.
I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't go that far just because obviously our record's better at home than it is away. So that's in the odds of winning at Old Trafford. It's been so fucking long that I get the sentiment in terms of the way it is with fans and all that and the energy in the crowd, but we just win more at home. So I don't like it, but fuck it and fuck them. And let's go win in Manchester. I mean, because look, they played fucking Fellaini today. They didn't play Mata. They didn't play Falcao. And then let's talk a little about Angel Di Maria, because I think it's fair to say we've all seen enough of him play to say that, he's a pretty fucking talented footballer. And he's shown flashes of it here at Manchester United. But, this guy costs twice as much as the record signing a few years back, Robinho, right? This guy is the most expensive player ever brought to English football. And what the fuck has he produced? His numbers aren't better than, he's not in the top five in the league in just about anything.
I think Ashley Young's numbers are probably better than his.
Possibly.
Especially after today's.
After today's fucking gifted goal. Today you have the most expensive player in Premier League history and he gets pulled off for Adnan fucking Januzaj. It's, 60 minutes in a 0-0 match that you need to win in this title race, Imagine us if it was 0-0 at 60 minutes and pulling off Alexis Sanchez.
Well,
he cost half of what fucking Di Maria cost.
Yeah.
Which shows you, the inflation of the transfer market and where, we obviously paid good value for what we got, and you obviously could have paid more.
What it says to me for all the shit that Wenger catches for his mismanagement and mispositioning of players, that he takes players like Ozil and Alexis and puts them in positions to be good, to shine, to be at their best. Angel Di Maria had his best season last season at Madrid. They went on to win La Decima, and he was not playing in the stupid fucking position he's playing in now for Van Gaal. Van Gaal, I don't know what the fuck his problem is. You don't play Angel Di Maria out wide the way he does. He needs to watch one game of Madrid season last season and see that he needs to be playing deep, starting in the middle position, and let him charge forward. I don't know what really Van Gaal is doing most of the time, and I don't think many United supporters do either.
Joseph, what do you think?
United players.
Yeah. Joseph, what do you think's happened to Juan Mata? I mean, this guy was a favorite for player of the season 2 years ago from the season he had at Chelsea. And now he's just fucking scrap metal at United?
He's you'd figure that he would I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe more signings come and they got to fit more people in, right, under the new regime, right? Because, mm-hmm. I mean, Monta was last year, and so money's got to play, right? And although Monta was a lot of money, he was a lot of money last year.
Right.
This year, you had a whole other group of guys who were the money that needs to play.
His guys.
Yeah. I mean, they spent a lot of money. I mean, Luke Shaw.
A lot of fucking money.
Is he playing? Is he playing? I don't think he's playing. I'm not sure.
Sometimes.
I haven't seen him. But, I mean, he's not just seeming to be really destroying Mata or Di Maria. He seems to be really fucking up a lot of players.
So don't you guys think that, I mean, we got
but they're still third, or they're still in the top four. They're fourth.
Yeah, they're still in the top four. And, you know, look, as long as they finish in the top four, nothing's going to happen to Van Gaal.
You spend that much money, you better fucking be top
four. You damn well
at least
be top four. But, yeah, if he misses out, then, you
know, I could take that team to top four.
Right? I mean, like, seriously, it's a fucking shame if you can't do it with the money he spent and the caliber of the players he brought in. Because it's not like no one questions the quality of some of these players, right? Like we can say these are players that come of certain pedigree, that have this certain skill and this kind of technique. But if they can't produce together, you got to look at the fucking manager because, you know what I mean? Like, it's on him.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. I think, you know, they failed to get the entire spine of the team. They that's where they failed. They got a lot of players wide, but they needed two center backs for like 3 years and still haven't really bought one.
Well, I mean, look, they
they're playing
people.
Johnny Evans, who's spitting at people. So
this is true. Well, I mean, they bought guys that were supposed to be those guys and grow in. They bought the young talent and tried to make that work, right? They went English with Phil Jones and Smalling, but those haven't panned out the way they'd like.
That was the tail end of the Ferguson era.
Well, yeah. Right. But that was the whole point, was that those were supposed to be the bedrocks of the future of the defense, right? I mean, that's the whole point. Same thing with, you know, with Evans. But it hasn't really worked out so well.
The thing about players like that is they need time to develop. They need, you know, those veterans around them. With Ferguson leaving and,
well,
you know,
they
the
did.
Changing
I mean, how
guard.
How many years do they need?
Yeah, but with the changeover that they've had, there's no chance for those players that were developing and still maturing into the players they had hoped they'd be for that process to complete. You know,
well, I mean, how is there a chance?
Just
I mean, they went to David Moyes and they went now they're with Louis Van Gaal, you know? I mean,
they're kind of a mess. I mean, he's gone through a lot of players this season trying to.
True.
I mean, he was starting with that young kid Blackett, who seemed to be doing a decent job for the first part of the year.
Blackett, and then also McNair for a while as well, right?
And they seem to be doing well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but so look, they're still in upheaval. Look, I've been deathly afraid they'd actually figure it out and start looking good at some point. You know, I mean, obviously their form has been good enough to keep them in the top four as it stands right now. But, you know, like I was saying earlier, they don't look that great. They don't look like they're playing well. Like, they haven't put – like, this group of players is not clicking and firing on all cylinders. And with that said, you know, I think
neither
we look better.
Neither are we, though.
Neither are we, but we look better than they do. But that has
more
to be,
of
that
a
has
team.
To be,
we're putting better – performances together,
right?
At least.
And that needs to be translated into results on the pitch one of these fucking days, because, you know, it's, you know, the better team wins 7 out of 10 times. We just haven't, you know, we've come up on the short end on the, you know what
in
I mean?
The world or in the Premier League, because in the Premier League that number is probably closer to 5 out of 10 times.
That the better team wins 5 out of 10 times, that's not fucking true.
In the Premier League,
that the better team wins half the time.
Yeah. That's the thing about the Premier League. Like, you can play like shit and still win.
Well, right. But, I mean, the better team wins more than half the fucking time. I mean, think of how the table would look like if the better team won half the time. You know what I mean? You wouldn't have the distinct differences at the top and the bottom. Look, the better team wins more often than not. We grind out shitty results against all these other teams, but we win most of the time. So.
Right. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to happen on Monday, but
so if you could, we have to play them in March, and we play them again in 2 months. If you could only win one of those matches, which one do you win?
I want this one right now because
is that a real question?
Wait.
Yeah, I was just curious. I mean, just throwing it out there.
I want this one right now because I want to win the FA Cup.
Knocking them out. Well, yeah,
and knocking them out.
Even if we don't go on to win the FA Cup, you know, just knocking them out of the cup and winning it at their place would make that game in 2 months, you know, not really mean that much, even if that was the game that got us a top four spot, because that's just the mental hurdle of beating them.
Yeah, and I think that'll spur us on for the season.
At Old Trafford, no less. Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, and
we like to win it.
We didn't say we had to lose the next fixture. We could always draw at Old Trafford and it'll probably be okay. So
shut up, Joseph.
I heard that. I'll take this motherfucking win.
I heard that.
All right.
That was our best performance of the season. God damn it.
So give me a prediction. Give me scores, since we always do this here on the podcast. Joseph, I want your prediction for Old Trafford away.
You want in mine the FA first? Cup.
Yeah,
well, let's get mine out of the way.
Yeah, let's go. Let's hear it.
I think we lose 1-0.
That's so like drab.
And I think Di Maria scores it.
only for the egg that he's gonna plant on my face. He's gonna spit on my face.
Remember that shit on the shit on your chest earlier? Remember Di Maria's gonna do on your chest?
No, I don't want a running Argentinian steamer.
That's what I feel. I feel we're having. I don't know. That's just what I feel. I mean, I don't have any confidence going there right now.
Okay. All right. So, Luis.
I'm going to say 2-0 to them. A red card. Usually I would guarantee a Van Persie goal because he always scores against us, but he's not playing against us. But I'll still stand by a red card, a dodgy penalty late on, a 2-0 loss.
Ouch. Well, I'll be the sole sole beacon of hope. I mean, I hope because he's doing the reverse jinx, but I'm gonna go 2-1 to the Arsenal. Sanchez and Ramsey goals.
Ramsey.
And yeah, and a Rooney goal for the bad guys. Or Fellaini. Fellaini. Yeah. 2-1 to the Arsenal.
Wow. Well, I would take it.
Yeah, of course, I'm sure we would.
I would take it, but
fuck them. They're no. One of these days, you know, we're better than them right now, and we have to.
We were better than them last year too.
I know this.
We were better than them a few months ago when they beat us at home.
And they got got all the breaks in that fucking game, you know. So, and they keep getting plenty of breaks, or they have, you know. Fucking goalkeepers pass him the ball and give him a goal in the last 10 minutes. So you're
banking on our luck versus their luck.
We don't have any Dutch people we don't have any more Dutch cunts to take the bribe or the dive or whatever it is that Louis van Gaal offers them. And so I think that we're going to handle it. It's about fucking time. I mean, look, it would go a long way to repairing some of what happened last week in the Champions League. Certainly is the right kind of way as a precursor to get you back up and get you kind of amped and ready for the Champions League. So, you know, until we lose it, I'm going to feel like we're going to win it.
You always feel this way.
What the?
Well, what the fuck am I going to worry about, like, losing until it happens? Like, I don't want to think about losing this match. Like, fuck that. That's a waste of negative energy and time, man. I'm just going to think we're going to win until we don't. And then I can worry.
I'm not worried about it.
I've
accepted it.
I'm worried. We'll see, yeah. I'm worried about the mental repercussions, you know, because some of our players are new. Some of them are not. So you know they won't
and be I'm familiar. At the mental with reparations.
That debt is never going to be paid back, as far as I'm concerned.
No, you'll never give me back that day. And you guys know which day I'm talking about.
Oh, we do. The gloriously terrible. But, well, you know, we're going to have to do it again one of these days. Because, you know, we'll have to do like an official redemption. Maybe next year we'll really look better than Manchester United. We'll get together for the match at Old Trafford. All right. How about this, Luis? If we win on Monday.
Okay.
If and when we win on Monday, we'll get together to watch the match at Old Trafford in the league. To erase the dirty taste out of our mouth.
I'm there.
All right. Conditional. All right, Joseph, are you in?
If Arsenal win on Monday? Looking at the date, and yeah, I mean, as far as I know, should... No, I can't.
Oh,
no, I can't, but I'll be there in spirit.
That's all we need, really. All
right. Fine. I'll drink your beers for you.
That's fine. I'll buy you both a beer.
Don't wuss out like Alex did the last time. These two drive all the way down here for the World Cup final, and I'm like, fuck yeah, let's drink. And they puss out.
Who?
You and Alex.
What are you trying to say?
That you guys pussed out. So I'm just saying, don't puss out on me again. If you come down for the Man United game,
I cannot believe you're slandering me like this. What are you trying to say?
Nothing. I'm just.
Yes, you are.
I said what I was trying to say.
What did we puss out of?
Beers.
We weren't drinking? That's not true.
You guys had a drink.
That's not true. Maybe you just don't remember the day. We have a live podcast from that day. Yeah, I remember after specifically.
After the final whistle, you guys bailed when you saw that I was serious about drinking.
Forgive me for having obligations to go to another part of the state at some point. But yeah.
Whatever. I'm
just saying. Yeah.
To make the drive.
Down. I will not take this slander.
Oh. There's an awesome brewery right across the street from that bar.
Well, we shall make that happen the next time around.
Right.
We will do that to celebrate the United victory once we've done the season sweep at Old Trafford.
Oh my god.
Oh yes. See, I like making these bold and ridiculous predictions because until they're ridiculous, wrong, they're right. Not wrong.
Yeah, ridiculous is right.
Ridiculous is right. But fuck them. We're going to win on Monday. It'll be a great day. Next week's Pintcast is going to be glowing and glittery and fucking fairies and, I don't know, pixie dust.
Well, there's fairies on it now, so.
Oh.
You just need
pixie dust. Oh. All right.
Did Alex join the call? I don't know. Never
mind. Damn, slandered.
Hello, guys. It's me, Alex. Yes.
Special shout out to Alex. Beck.
I pussied out that time on Luis, but I promise it won't happen again.
All right. Well, it's all right, Alex.
It's getting brutal around
you.
Here.
Next time, when you come visit, we'll have to make that happen.
I love you, Alex.
He will be out here. Maybe we can convince him to go down to San Diego. He'll be out here in March, I believe. Not March. I'm sorry. April.
I heard.
So.
Hoping for a Vegas.
Hide your wife. Hide your kids. Oh, Alex coming stateside. So look, it's going to be a good weekend. Hopefully we see some good action in the FA Cup. There won't be any Premier League action. Champions League's back. You know, Arsenal have a couple weeks to lick their wounds, and hopefully we can have some nice results in the meantime. But thank you so much for joining me, guys. Luis, Joseph, it's been great. Follow these fine fellows on Twitter at SDGoon and at I Hate Your Club. And check us next time. Thank you so much.
All right. Peace.
Peace.